The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Picks Friday, Finish Strong Friday, Winners Friday, presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app, and the sportsbook app for you. You know what we do here on Fridays? I give you my picks straight up for every game. I recap Thursday Night Football, but I tell you what I think is going to happen in every other game. And I make sure that each and every one of you have some awesome on-demand audio to finish the work week strong so you feel great about it for your families the whole weekend. Finish work this week strong. That's what we do. If you're a member of the Tuckheads, if you're one of us, you're a listener, finish strong so you feel good about it all weekend long. And you guys know I love when you take a screenshot of the TV at noon Eastern on CBS Sports Network. Tomorrow I have Western Michigan and University of Buffalo on CBS Sports Network, both very good teams. Looking forward to it. Almost as much as I'm looking forward to giving out some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
You know, if you listen and pay attention during the show, it's really not that hard to win. The Spread the Word winner, Voice En Fuego, at Voice En Fuego on Twitter, because he quote tweeted multiple times, including a quote tweet that just said, "Such a good show. I gave you the answers to the test all week. I like shares on Facebook and I like quote tweets on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod. Hit me up with an email, Voice En Fuego. Let me know if you'd rather have a press pass or a signed picture or a signed football card. I got them all, and lots of press passes these days, by the way. The sponsor confirmation email winner, I gave you the keys to the car there, too. I told you, all you have to do is sign up for keeps, and that's exactly what Andrew Lehman did. Smart man, that Andrew Lehman. I've been a keep subscriber, customer, whatever you call it, for years. You got a Madden, bro. You got a Madden. So I think that's four down, four to go. I will let you know early next week how to get the fifth Madden. I still have four more to go. So you got the whole month of October to get one of these free Maddens, so you don't have to buy it. Just listen. Listen, because I'm telling you what I'm looking for. Andrew, let me know if you're PS5 or Xbox or whatever. And then the YouTube shout-out, Tim Rarick. Tim, I love people that subscribe to the YouTube page. We're trying to get our numbers up there. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. A great way to just see what we all look like. A great way to see the highlight clips of the other shows if you don't want to listen or watch the other shows. So, Tim, let me know what you'd like in terms of a cameo-style shout-out. How about a few patrons? We got so many, I got to give a few shout-outs. Ryan Johnson, Josh Halstead, Max Wangen. I mean, we've got so many new patrons, patreon.com/RTMedia. I got to start to mention three a show. It's big show time.
The Big Show.
Morning, Ross. Well, let's start with Thursday night football. The Bengals come back 24-21, come from behind win over the Jacksonville Jaguars Thursday night football. It's the 19th straight loss for the Jags and Urban Meyer. First four-game ever coaching losing streak.
So this was an awesome football game. And I love, unlike Monday night, I love when the primetime games are competitive. This game showed me a lot about Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor, and the Cincinnati Bengals. The old Bengals would have lost that game last night. They would have. The old Bengals would have lost that game. But I think this is a little bit of a new era. And they got a new quarterback. And he was not going to let them lose. Early in the game, extremely unfortunate for the Jaguars. They lose DJ Chark. DJ Chark. You know what's funny, Bri? I know that's a thing. It's a shark thing. But I've never actually seen it or heard it. I just hear other people do it. It's, what is it? Do you know what it is?
There's on Apple TV Plus, the show Ted Lasso, there is a character, Jamie Tart. And they do that same thing. But I know what you're talking about. It's from before that. But they're using that same thing. That's the only thing I could think of right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there's some type of shark show. But yeah, Jamie Tart, I know that. I love Ted Lasso. That's like the only show I watch. I'm way behind. But that's literally the only non-football content I have consumed in 6 months, maybe. I just don't have any time to watch anything. It's not football. I mean, even when I'm not like watching a live game, I'm watching UB or Western Michigan, or I'm watching Penn State for the Keystone Sports Network thing I do, like, or I'm watching my game back that I did the weekend before. I just don't have time to watch like other stuff during football season. Anyway, DJ Chark, DJ Chark, he broke his ankle. Then AJ Cann was out for the game. The Bengals actually marched on their first drive, but Ja'Marr Chase, who's a really good player, pushed off. It was clear. They missed a field goal, no points. I'll tell you, the first half, the Jaguars totally dominated. I was very impressed by their offensive line. That group that's been much maligned, who's been pretty good this year, they were playing well. James Robinson scored as both he and Trevor Lawrence led them down the field for that first touchdown drive. The second touchdown drive, I want to say that Lawrence kept the ball maybe three or four times on that second drive on like zone reads where he kept the ball and made a DN miss and got third and twos, including the touchdown. So the Jags were up 14-0. The turning point in the game, and this is interesting. I got a tweet about this because I'm curious about what the analytics folks would say about the end of the first half. But Trevor Lawrence threw an awesome throw on the move to Laviska Shenault. What an awesome name, Laviska Shenault. And they were on the goal line. Like, they were on the half-yard line. Fourth down, they go for it. Now, some of you might say, oh, this is hindsight, Ross. It's not. My initial gut reaction was, you got to kick the field goal here. You got to go up three scores. I just think there's such a difference both in the score, the mechanics of the game, psychologically, if you go up three scores. There's not a huge difference between being up 21 and up 17. I mean, obviously it's 4 points, but it's three scores either way. There's a gigantic, cataclysmic difference between being up 17 and 14. It's either three scores or it's two scores. And a lot of the benefit of going for it a lot of times in those situations is you're usually going to be able to stop them and get the ball back in really good field position and then get a field goal. But there wasn't enough time for that. So there wasn't, you didn't get the back end value of it. I thought they should have kicked the field goal. And I'm curious to see what the analytics guys would say. They got stuffed. Logan Wilson stuffed Trevor Lawrence. They tried to run it again, and Lawrence got stuffed. I thought they should have kicked the field goal for multiple reasons. Second half, Burrow, they couldn't stop him. Four for 4 on scoring drives. Touchdown, 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 field goal. CJ Uzoma, the tight end, was on fire. He's going to get paid. I don't think he's gotten paid yet. He's going to get paid now. Making big plays after the catch. Good play calling by Zach Taylor to get him the ball in space. He was impressive. Look, they got some really good skill people. Mixon, Tyler Boyd's a stud. Chase, they'll get T. Higgins back. Uzoma. I mean, they got some dudes, as I like to say. I thought James Robinson was good for the Jags. Dan Arnold really helped them in the trade. And no turnovers for Trevor Lawrence was huge. But ultimately, not enough for the Jags to get off the schneid. You need to get off your hind end and get to AutoZone. They've got these Duralast Elite brake pads that are available only at AutoZone. That means exclusively. We all know Duralast parts, proven tough. Duralast Elite is on a whole other level. They last 3 times longer than a typical Duralast pad. They've got this fancy protective hex pattern. I still don't really know what that means. Maybe I'll ask AutoZone when I talk to them, but it keeps them performing longer and it gives them safer, smoother, and quieter stops. And they're copper-free ceramic, which means they're eco-friendly. So you'll get high-end brake performance with low-end environmental impact. Pretty cool. And AutoZone has over 6,000 locations nationwide. And more ways to shop online and in-store. So you'll have no problem picking up a set when you need them most. The future of stopping starts with Duralast Elite brake pads. They're available only, exclusively, at AutoZone.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
All right, let's start with the Tennessee Titans and the New York Jets.
I like the Titans. Now, it appears as if both Julio Jones and A.J. Brown may not play in the game, which I think is in the favor of the Jets, obviously. That takes away the two big weapons in the Titans passing game for Tannehill. But no Marcus May, I think, hurts the Jets and offsets that a little bit. The Titans' defense is not great. So this is actually a pretty golden opportunity for the Jets to actually score some points, and maybe they will. And maybe it's a more competitive game. I don't know, but I still don't envision the Titans losing this game. I'm going to say the Titans win it 23-17. I'll give the Jets some credit. They make it a one-score game. I'm not ready to pick them to win a one-score game late. 23-17, Titans.
Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles.
I can't pick the Eagles to win this game. Not after the way they looked Monday night. Not against a Chiefs team that I have a tough time imagining them losing 3 straight games. They really have been hurt by the turnover bug the last couple games. That's the only reason they lost to the Ravens and the Chargers. If that doesn't happen, I think they beat the Eagles and maybe even handily. I think this score is like 27-17, 30-20 maybe. I'll take the Chiefs by 10. I think the Chiefs are due after what's happened the last couple games.
Carolina Panthers at the Dallas Cowboys.
Should be an awesome game. No Christian McCaffrey is a bummer. And I think, you know, the interesting thing is obviously they want to run the offense through him. So that's a problem. The good news is if you're a Panthers fan, the Cowboys don't really know how you're going to choose to run the offense without McCaffrey, because with him in the game plan, everything's kind of run through him. So that's a little bit to the favor of Carolina in this one, certainly. And so I give Carolina a pretty good chance to win this game, but man, Dak is playing at such a high level, and I love the way the Cowboys defense is playing. I'm going Cowboys. I'm going Cowboys 24-20.
New York Giants, New Orleans Saints. Saints home for the first time this season.
Right. You know, this is funny, Bri, because this would normally, first of all, it's a great teaser spot. Secondly, it would normally be a good survivor pick, But there's something about Jameis Winston that gives you pause, isn't there? There's just something about Jameis Winston. You're like, oh, man, do I really want to make that guy my survivor pick? So you can think about it, but I don't know if that would be the one to pull the trigger on. I think the Saints win, though. It's hard to imagine the Giants winning this one after they weren't able to win at home against the Falcons or in that game against Washington. Giants got a lot of problems. Giants got 99 problems, and the Saints defense is one. I'm going to go Saints. I don't think they'll score that many points. I think it's like Saints 23-16. Lower scoring game, I think.
Cleveland Browns, the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings. What an awesome football game. This is going to be a good game. I'm really looking forward to this one. Kirk Cousins is playing at a really high level. The Browns defense obviously terrorized Justin Fields and the Bears last week. I really appreciated. I love Greg Cosell. Can I just say that? Like, he's objective about Mahomes, criticized Mahomes. I didn't know you were allowed to do that. And then he's objective about Justin Fields. You're not allowed to. I thought you just had to say, Nagy sucks, la, 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 la. I love Greg Cosell. He just says what he thinks. And I think this will be an awesome game. I kind of have a feeling that the Vikings are going to win this game. I kind of have a feeling the Vikings, the way they're playing right now, it's at home. I'm going to go Vikings in a tight one, 27-24, and we can let the doggies out, Bri.
Ross's underdog of the week.
Detroit at Chicago.
This is another one I'm letting the doggies out. I can tell you that much right now. I don't think Andy Dalton's going to play. I do think it'll be Justin Fields. I don't think Justin Fields is quite ready to be an NFL starter yet. I think the Bears will probably have a better plan for him, but I'm not sure it's going to be good enough. And I've seen Detroit actually get after Lamar Jackson and some of these quarterbacks. And I think the Lions get their first win on the road in Chicago. Everybody in Chicago goes berserk after they lose to the lowly Lions. But I think the Lions, they've been knocking on the door. They are due. Goff's playing pretty well. Low-scoring game. I don't picture either team scoring very many points. Let's go 17-14. Lions get their first win of the year. Let the doggies out, Bri.
Ross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs out?
Houston Texans at the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, this is everybody and their brother's survivor pick. If you didn't already use the Buffalo Bills, which I didn't, so I am using them this week. They're huge favorites. In fact, they're too big of favorites. I think that, you know, now that the number's at 17, for those of you that listen to the Even Money podcast or you're into that thing, I would probably take the Texans and the points. That's too many points. And the Texans have been too competitive so far this year for it to be that many points. I am stunned by that betting line. That said, I think the Bills win. I think the Bills win by about 10. But the Texans are a prideful veteran bunch, believe it or not. And their coach has them playing for them. So I think this game ends up being 24-14, maybe 27-17, something like that. So you can lock them up, Bri.
Your survivor / knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Next game, Colts at the Dolphins.
Kind of hard to pick the Colts right now, isn't it? I mean, they're going to get a win at some point. This would be a good spot against the Dolphins team with Brissett starting at quarterback. But I can't pick that, man. I mean, Wentz is still kind of hobbled. You know, Nelson's out now. They're just in a bad place. It almost feels like this is going to be a lost season for the Colts. If they're going to turn it around, now would be a good time to turn it around. I don't see it happening. I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. I think the score is like 20-17. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins get to 2-2.
Washington football team at the Atlanta Falcons.
You know, some of you guys are going to chuckle when I say this. It's a huge game. I mean, this is a huge game for both of these teams. There's a big difference. I've been there. Big difference between 1-3 and 2-2. I mean, sizable, seismic, whatever. You know what I mean. There's a big difference. I kind of like Atlanta's mojo coming into this one. And I don't like what I've seen from Washington's defense. Now, Washington's defensive front should, I repeat, should dominate the Falcons' offensive line. But they really haven't so far this year. The Falcons are trending the right way under Arthur Smith. They got some momentum now. They're feeling better about each other. They've got the better quarterback. I think the Falcons get it done at home. I think it's 23-20 Atlanta, and we can let the doggies out again, Bri.
Ross's underdog of the week.
Who let the dogs out?
Seattle Seahawks at the San Francisco 49ers.
Is that the game you're at, Bri?
Yes, I will be heading out there tomorrow.
Ooh, dude, that's a good game. It's a good game for multiple reasons. Both teams really need that win. Secondly, San Francisco's press box is legit. I've only been there for one game. Now, it was the NFC Championship game. So maybe they stepped it up for that. But, dude, they had like an unbelievable – was it a taco bar? It was like – they were making like paninis for you or something. It was so good. And then they had so many other dessert options. And after the game, they had Anchor Steam beer on ice. And I was sidelined, so I had to wait for like Kurt Warner and those guys to finish their post-game shows. I just sat there, ate food, and drank Anchor Steam. It was glorious, Bri. Good for you, man. Yeah, I'm going to go Niners in this one. Something is up with the Seahawks. Their defense isn't playing very well. They don't score in the second half. The Niners have been pretty consistent, even though they lost Aaron Rodgers. As Greg said, he made some ridiculous throws. I still like the consistency I've seen from the Niners. I will take that over what I've seen from the Seahawks, who really, if you take my suggestion and throw week one out, they haven't really been that great. I'll go San Francisco 27, Seattle 23.
The other NFC West game, the Arizona Cardinals at the LA Rams.
Man, NFC West is so legit. Like, both those games are so good. I'm going to go with the Rams. Although, I think that the Rams are in a tough spot here. You know, the Bucks just came out. All the celebrities went to the game. They won. Everybody's telling them how great they are. It's a little bit of a tough spot for the Rams. I still expect them to squeak it out late, but I don't know. 31-28 Rams.
Pittsburgh Steelers at the Green Bay Packers.
What a weird spot to feel this way about the Steelers. But I don't think they have a chance in this game. I mean, unless I haven't seen something and they're getting a bunch of these defensive guys back, I just... The way Rodgers is playing, the way that that new O-line for the Packers is playing, the way the Steelers O-line is playing, the way the Steelers pass rushers are non-existent, give me the Pack. Give me the Pack. 27-17. Sad times in Pittsburgh.
Baltimore Ravens, Denver Broncos.
So I kind of like the Broncos. I guess they're a one-point underdog now. A lot of money coming in on the Baltimore Ravens, evidently. I like the Broncos. I think the Broncos have been playing at a really high level. I know they're beat up, and I know the Ravens are getting some people back, but I still think the Broncos have enough. Now, the thing that really bothers me about the Broncos and my pick on the Even Money podcast is that neither one of their guards is practicing. That's a problem against the Ravens. That's a big problem. I'll still go Broncos 17-16, but I don't feel great about it. But they're underdogs, Bry, so let the doggies out.
Ross's underdog of the week.
Who let the dogs out?
Sunday Night Football, and it's a big one. The Buccaneers at the Patriots.
You know what I like when you say, Bry? I like when you say Sunday night is football night. I like that. I like when you do like the pregnant pause there, but you're not doing it. Anyway, yeah, I mean, man, I would be surprised if the Patriots won this game. Now, they might, but I think we know how Brady feels about this game. I think we know that the Bucs players and coaches know how Brady feels about this game. And I think that the Bucs are the better team. You know, it'll be interesting to see how Belichick plays Brady, because clearly he has the best feel for things that maybe he feels like Brady does not do well, and that's what he's going to do. So we're going to get a great sense of what that is. But ultimately, I'm going with hashtag Tommy. I'm going with the Bucs. I think it's about 27-20. You know, I think they win by about a touchdown. I don't think it's a blowout. I think it's a competitive game. Be very curious to see how Mac Jones plays. He's been in some big games, obviously. This is a really, really big spot. Give me the Bucs, 27-20.
And finally, Monday Night Football, the Vegas Raiders at the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah, except it might look like it's the L.A. Raiders against the Vegas Chargers when you actually look into the stands. I guess I'll take the Chargers to win the game. The Raiders have been living dangerously with these overtime games, you know, playing extra snaps. It looks like they might get Josh Jacobs back. I don't know. But I'm going to take the Chargers. You know, those of you listening to the Even Money podcast, you know I like the Raiders and the points, but straight up, I'll take the Chargers. Straight up, now tell me, is it going to be you and me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run? Bry, wow, you look like that was painful for you, Bry.
Almost as painful as playing the underdog four times.
Do you know who sings that song I was just singing?
Paul Abdul.
There you go. Were you in college for Paul Abdul or high school?
What year was that? That was late 80s?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Well, both. I mean, I graduated high school in 90, so right around that time. If it was early 90s,
so
it was in
college. Do you remember being at like a high school dance or in college dancing to Paul Abdul?
I was kind of the wallflower, so I wasn't the guy dancing.
What's that?
I was kind of the wallflower. I wasn't the guy dancing.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
is that what the people that don't dance and stand by the wall, is that what they're called, wallflowers?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard that before. That's so interesting. Chargers 28-27. Speaking of interesting, some of you know, I mentioned DraftKings start of every show. Do you know if you bet $1 on an NFL game, you get $150 in free bets instantly, no matter what? They have same game parlays, which is incredible. A lot of other people don't. It's DraftKings, so it's safe, secure, reliable. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code Ross, and get $150 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 on any NFL game. That's promo code Ross to get $150 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Official of the NFL. Why not bet a dollar on a game, get the $150 in free credits, bet those, and it, you know, play with those the rest of the season. And then if you don't want to bet anymore, then don't. It's incredible. You can bet like almost all season. $5 bet here, $10 bet here, and not have to actually lose any money. It's a great deal, DraftKings. Thank you. Thank you also, Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, SteakhouseSports.com. Plenty of other shows to listen to. tonight, over the weekend, to get you ready for Sunday football in the NFL. Hopefully you guys can check me out on TV tomorrow, and definitely go ahead and check me out on the Sunday stuff on the other shows. Oh, no, I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.